Proteins, carbohydrates, fats. Is a horse what it eats? In a moment, we'll find out. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. The horse uses its nutrients for motion, growth, repair, lactation, and reproduction. Each nutrient is vital to the horse's well-being and performance. In a previous podcast, we discussed water as the most critical nutrient. Horses drink about 2 quarts of water for every pound of hay they consume, and 3 to 4 times that amount during periods of high temperatures, during hard work, or if a mare is lactating. Always provide adequate, clean water for your horse. Now let's look at the other important nutrients. There are 5. They are carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals. Carbohydrates are the main energy source for horses and are found in almost every type of feed. There are 2 categories of carbohydrates, soluble and non-soluble. Soluble or non-structural carbohydrates are broken down into simple sugars, known as glucose and fructose, and starches, which are multi-chained sugars. These starches and sugars are digested quickly by enzymatic action in the small intestine, where they are absorbed into the bloodstream for use. Cereal grains, such as corn and barley, contain the largest percentage of soluble carbohydrates. These starches and sugars can cause distress to the horse's system if there is a sudden ingestion of large amounts of them. Colic or laminitis may result. Non-soluble or structural carbohydrates are more complex and must be digested through a longer process. Fiber or cellulose is the main source of this carbohydrate and can be found in greatest amounts in most forages. Forages should account for 50% or more of the horse's diet. Bacteria and protozoa in the cecum and large intestine must ferment the fiber first to release the energy sources known as volatile fatty acids, or VFA.